This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We chat from time to time with the BBC's Justin Rowlett about a series he's doing on the things most of us haven't thought about since high school, the chemical elements and the role they play in the global economy. The series is called Elementary Business, today's slice of which is chemical symbol W, atomic weight 74. I had to look that up. I didn't just know it. It's tungsten. Justin, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. How are you, Kai?
I'm well, but this thing, tungsten, much talked about, but honestly, not all that widely known about.
Not widely known, but you're probably familiar with tungsten as the filament in light bulbs. Do you remember light bulbs used to have tungsten written on them? And that's because the tiny filaments, the little bit of wire that the light actually is emitted from, was made of tungsten. And that's because tungsten has two incredibly useful properties. It's very, very dense and it's very, very tough. The problem with those bulbs was that tungsten was far better at producing heat than it was at light. You saw a lot of light, but you were getting even more heat out. Some tungsten bulbs were 97% inefficient, so incredibly inefficient. We've obviously now got all sorts of new, more efficient technologies, LEDs, halogen bulbs, that kind of thing, and they are very rapidly replacing tungsten. So it's falling away from there. But if you were feeling sorry for tungsten, don't worry, there are all sorts of new applications for tungsten.
Well, that one of my favorite ones is that it's inside the gizmo that vibrates in our cell phones.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? The little thing that wobbles.
Yeah.
Because it's so heavy and dense, you get a tiny little ball of tungsten, wobble it around, and you can feel it in your pocket. So perfect for that. It's also in ballpoint pens. Some ballpoint pens, the actual balls of the ballpoint pens, are made of tungsten. Who knew? And also a game very popular in Britain is darts.
Yeah.
And sometimes the spikes on the darts are made of tungsten because you've got the weight that you need to propel it. More commonly, you find tungsten, it's hard, it's tough, it's good for cutting stuff. The only substance harder is than tungsten is diamonds, and tungsten has the advantage of being less liable to kind of crack and smash. So tungsten is great for cutting very, very hard things, Kai.
How does one mine it then if it is so hard? How do you get it?
Well, you get it out of an ore, you melt it out of the ore. It has an incredibly high melting point, but you can melt it out of the ore. But the other thing that tungsten's used for, because it's so heavy and so hard, perfect, Kai, for making bullets and for making missiles.
Yeah.
For example, for armor piercing on tanks and that kind of thing. So tungsten is one of those, you know, kind of unusual, rare elements that actually has found all sorts of, you know, indispensable applications throughout the economy and industry.
Is it expensive as elemental metals go? I mean, place it between, you know, gold at $1,200 an ounce and silver at, I don't know, $2,530 last time I checked.
I think it's less expensive than gold and silver, but more expensive than steel.
Fair enough. Justin Rowlett from the BBC. Justin, thank you.
Thank you, Kai.